Just looking at my butt. What the hell's wrong with you, Craig?
Why do we always start out with butts? I think every time we start out with some kind of a
because butt reference. I'm usually the butt of the joke, so I'm getting in front of it, making the joke the butt. Joke of the butt. I don't know. Well, I mean, I am a very sedentary person. I sit on my ass all day. So I think about it. They're like, man, it is quite sore. Maybe I should go walk. And that hurts. So then I was like, I don't know. You're walking. Walking's the worst.
Walking's good. We got this.
Oh, no, walking's good. Walking's good for you. Everybody should walk.
World of Warcraft community is the best community ever. It is so good.
You're on how much it's helped solidify friendships, you know, like...
The third faction is truly the most important, because we all have a say in it.
You know, I gotta say, we got some stuff to cover.
Dude.
We got a lot of stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, I cover all the crazy.
Yeah, because we got... Oh, man. Start now. If I start talking about it now, I'm gonna have to fix stuff later. You know, I don't want to fix stuff later.
All I hear you saying is, welcome to the Third Faction Podcast, founded by World of Warcraft. Lila. Dude, what is up with this? That's like 2 weeks, man. J-Bob gives me one compliment one time, and it just goes straight to shit. I can't talk for hell anymore.
That was great.
Welcome to the Third Faction Podcast, founded by World of Warcraft players. We have expanded our community to Final Fantasy XIV and many other games to become the Good People in Gaming podcast. I am your host, Tongue Tied McButtface. Otherwise known as RP Govan. Joined as always by the lovely Miss Lystra.
Oh, hi, Govan.
Hi, Lystra. Hey, you have a voice tonight. I'm so proud of you.
I do. I will start out by apologizing. Yes, we are a week late in this.
You get a back-to-back episode.
Yeah, I was dead last week, literally, physically, completely dead. I finished school last week, and on the last day of school, I came home and had a few people over. By the end of the night, my throat was kind of sore. Didn't think anything of it. Happens all the time. It's called allergy season. And from there on, I was dead until 3 days later. Like Jesus Christ, I came around about 3 days later. Now, am I saying I'm Jesus Christ? No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is I was dead for 3 days. And I had no voice after that.
Maybe you're Lazarus.
Come out, Lazarus. Yeah, I did. Oh, there my God. It was rough. It was the roughest. I didn't even have COVID as bad as I was sick this week. And it wasn't COVID. Yeah, kids are awful, man. They give you some bad shit. Love the little darlings, but that is not the way I wanted to start the first, 3 days of my summer vacation.
But at least you got it out of the way in the first 3 days.
I'm hoping so. My husband came home on day two, and I hadn't left. He slept downstairs. He immediately moved downstairs.
Nope.
He came home. Yep. I hadn't left I didn't leave my bed for like literally 2.5 days. He came home on day two and he says, if you are not better tomorrow when I come home or you get worse today, I will drag you into the hospital because you are not getting better. Because he's never seen me like that either. It was rough. But hey, I'm back. I'm better. We're doing good. I'm not going to get that sick again for a while, maybe. I don't know. I probably sound a little stuffy yet, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. I have a little something going, but I don't.
But, I always attribute it to, like, it's allergy season, man. There's so much crud out there.
Yeah.
I can't even. Yeah.
It's all the freaking pollen.
Yeah. Thank you, trees. Dude, thank you, flowers.
It was 63 degrees in Ohio yesterday.
Whoa.
For the high.
That's a little cool for you guys.
No, I'll tell you what, it was a bit chilly this morning, but I was so happy I got to put the butt warmer on.
Oh, yeah.
And then, or no, this morning is a trip to work. So I got the butt warmer on. I had to put the defrost on full blast.
Oh, my. Yeah. They were chilly. And I figure that's a good morning. Well, I park in the garage, though. So I'm kind of a.
Yeah, this morning it was like 50 something. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I figure if I roll out of the garage and I don't have to turn the heat on, that's a good day.
Well, like I had been putting a fan on me at night. Last night I didn't even need the fan. It was that nice and chilly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, we had 84 and humid today.
84 humans today?
Hey, Sam stuffy yet. 84 and humid today. And I think it's going to be a little bit cooler tomorrow. I'm just guessing a little bit cooler tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, not really. This whole week, actually, we get to Saturday and we're going to get thunderstorms. So there you go. Yeah. So we go to, like you said, a 64 for a high of the day.
It's so nice, though. Yeah. I'm a winter person. Give me fall and winter.
Oh, God. No. See, well,
how many mosquitoes have you been bitten by in the winter?
Nada, right?
There you go. You keep asking me why I'm a cold person. I'm all for the cold.
Mosquitoes.
Bugs. Fucking hate bugs.
Bugs. Okay.
I was in the Marine Corps. I dealt with all the bugs I was supposed to. I didn't kill them. I stood there. I let them eat me. But you know what? Now they can all fuck off. Go away. Yep.
That's enough, huh?
Enough bugs.
Had enough bugs. That's good. Well, I don't disagree because mosquitoes. We had a lot of rain this spring, so we've got lots of water standing around yet. So we got lots of mosquitoes. We sprayed our yard for mosquitoes so that they would not be close to the house. That was my big thing. It's like, I just want to be able to use my deck and my patio.
People say mosquito. Like I heard someone say that it's important that mosquitoes are around. I was like, I don't believe that. Not one bit.
That's like saying,
oh, it's good that the flu virus is around. No, it's really not.
No, it's not. Not for it. Don't like it. Not going to have anything to do with it. So thank you very much. Moving on.
Would it not be prudent at this juncture to get the flu?
Right. Don't want the flu. Don't want any of it. There you go. Yeah.
But I digress.
So where do we want to start today?
I thought we already started. Hello. How are you?
No,
we
did.
So happy to have you here.
We did that part, but
we should come up with the show tune that we could sing at the beginning. We're like, hello, I'm Govin, and we're glad you're here.
Oh, my God. It's like, that sounds like old barbershop quartet stuff.
It'd be a duet. Hello. I'm going to write lyrics, and you're going to have to sing it as best as you can.
Oh, God. Ainsley, save me.
Nope, she can't. She refuses to come on the show.
I know. She won't do it. She won't do it. I guess that's,
Yeah. Well, whatever.
All right. Fine.
I just, like, Ainsley, if you think we should play more video games on vacations and stuff, don't say anything right now. Perfect. I knew it. More video games at vacation time.
More videos and games it is. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh. So, all right. So, we got two games. We got two dates now.
I know. Oh, my God. Okay. That was really exciting to me. Which one do you want to start with? Which one are we starting?
Next week. Well, shit, there's so much stuff. Okay.
I know.
I need a Word document so I can type stuff down when it pops in my head so I don't do... That is not a Word document. That's WoW Up. I'm not updating my add-ons, moron.
That's the problem with all the stuff that's going on right now.
They have so many W's. W's at the bottom of my screen.
Oh, that. I'm just looking at how much stuff is going on.
So I was thinking next week... We'll actually have to sit down and do some research for our podcast that we'll probably record Monday, if that's okay with you.
Yes, Monday's great.
So 3 days after this one comes out, we'll be recording our next one to release next Friday. And we have to, because we're going to talk about Final Fantasy XIV and why we're excited. And the reason we have to talk about it on that day is because 1 week later, early release, early access is out. So we are less than 2 weeks away from Final Fantasy XIV. Dawnchild. So that's important to talk about. And I think I lost Lestra. Lestra, come back! Why would she leave?
Nope. I'm here. Got me? Am I here? Okay,
yeah, you're back. Welcome back. What the hell? I was starting to panic. I was getting the flop sweats.
Oh, no. We don't talk about that.
Flop sweats. It's getting humidity titties.
Oh, no, not the humidity titties. Yeah, because we've got a lot of Final Fantasy stuff to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
And I'm pretty sure in 17 days you will not be max level.
Oh, hell no. Unless I not even if I stayed up all night. No way.
You would. I think if you focused for the next 2 weeks, played it during the day and just focus and got through it, I think you can make it, but I don't think you will.
I don't think I'm going to be allowed to focus on it that much with the schedule that's around this house right now.
Your kids are grown-ass adults, and so is your husband.
Yeah.
They take care of themselves for 2 weeks.
Yabbits live in the woods, and I realize this. I'm looking at the schedule here. Today would be blah, blah, blah. Today is the 12th? 11th?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 11th. I think next week I can definitely dedicate Tuesday, probably through at least Friday.
Well, the good news for you is I don't think you bought early access.
You don't think I what?
Bought early access.
No, I didn't.
So
that would help, wouldn't it?
Friday, and then you have the whole next week. If you could do more time and just like nose to the grindstone MSQ only. I think you can.
Yes. Yes.
Got to be J-Bob if you want the free mount.
Yeah, and then you know what else I'm going to have to do?
What's that?
I'm going to have to find somebody else to drag me through the dungeons that open up.
You can solo those.
You can solo those? I haven't figured out a way yet. Do you go with a group or just on your own?
You do it with NPCs. Or... Okay. Yeah, just do it with the NPCs.
Okay.
The trick is, since you're a summoner, let the tank do let his job.
Tank.
Yeah, and just, I mean, you have to run ahead. You have to do the pulls, but you know, Thancred will do his thing, and yeah, you'll be fine.
All right.
The only thing you'll need me for would be like if you get to a trial or something.
Okay. Sounds good to me. So there we go. That's one thing on the list. It's like we got some stuff to do.
So that is the first date. The closest date is Final Fantasy 14. Then obviously, if you're listening to this and you're a World of Warcraft fan, you already know.
Oh yeah.
That the War Within launches on August 26th. If you did not buy the Super Duper. You did, you get it like on the 22nd or something.
Yeah. And the beta keys are coming out, so.
Yeah, if you bought the Super Duper special thing, you can actually go play beta right
now. Right now, yep.
If you like spoilers and redoing it twice, by all means.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been thinking. I used to love getting in on that beta, and then at some point I'm like, why do I want to do all that work? Just have to do it again, and by then it feels old, so I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
I actually got into the Wrath beta, and I was like, no. The problem was, it was so annoying. So there was a specific move that Death Knights could do that would crash the server.
Oh, no.
Like every 5 minutes, some idiot would do it. And it was known that it would crash the server. So I was like, okay, this is stupid. And the only feedback I gave them, and they didn't listen to me, but it was by far the best feedback. You're not giving enough gold on these crush rewards.
True enough.
They didn't listen to me. Though.
Yeah. That was the one. It was hard to make money in that expansion. I do remember that.
Yeah. And I still had multiple of the... what was it, the Traveler Tundra Mammoth?
No. Yep. Something like
that. Yeah, it's Traveler Tundra Mammoth, and the Grand Expedition Yak was back when we could do silly shit to work here. But I digress.
Yes. I never got either one of those big mounts.
As we get closer to the Warcraft expansion dropping, we'll have to do an episode dedicated to what we're excited about and looking forward to. More than just playing with our dear friends.
Oh, yeah, because we'll have more information that's going to come out.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. As the beta goes.
Yep. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I wonder if I streamed a beta, if people would watch more, eh?
Yeah, they would. Happen,
but...
Yeah, I think we need to tweet, dear. I don't think you tweet enough.
You haven't been paying attention to my tweets, woman. Go look right now.
Okay. I'll look. Maybe then it's my fault then, because I need to retweet you.
Well, Bricko's been retweeting me. Bricko,
he's alive? What?
He's alive.
Send him a flare. Oh my God, he tweeted?
He didn't retweet me the past two nights, but he did June 9th.
Oh, I so need to give him some crap.
He's been reposting me. Bricko the Fabulous. See, right now we have to look at Bricko as if he was Gandalf.
Oh, yes, he's on a quest.
No, so yeah, he's slaying the Balrog demon. And he's gonna come back greater and stronger than ever before.
Better than ever.
Stronger, super duper, kick ass.
Yeah, well, he has been putting out pictures, or, well, I shouldn't say that. His wife has been putting out the pictures of the things he's been working on, and he's been working on some really great historical sites this summer. So, since he got started, he's working hard.
Busy guy.
Yeah, busy guy. Man, you would think that, you know, summer in my world has just started, okay? You and I are about as pale as they get. We live in the basement.
Yes.
That boy is so tan, it's ridiculous. Because that's where he spends all his time, is outside doing all this work. So
that's why I'm calling him Bronzo.
Yeah, he's Bronze Bricko, the bronze god. That's what we'll call him. Bricko, oh, the bronze god.
We're not going to boost his ego that much. Jeez.
Bricko, send the checks this way, right here.
Checks.
Send the checks. Bricko, love you. Miss you. Would you please come back for just drop in on us? We'd love to hear something you've got to say. Come on, you've got opinions and you're not sharing them with us. So let us know. Huh? Come on back.
We need all the assholes. I mean, opinions here.
Yeah. Assholes, opinions, assholes. Yeah, it's something like that. Assholes,
right?
Everybody has one. But yours is the prettiest. No. No.
I would like to point out that you knew it so well that you already started saying it.
Yeah. I've been hanging out with you just a bit much, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It's fun being ridiculous. It's ridiculous being fun.
Oh, we've had so much fun. Yes. I was going to look up here. There's all kinds of new stuff that's coming out with the war within. You said you couldn't talk earlier. I can't talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got what? New dwarves, new talents. We've got all kinds of, the talent trees are going to be freaking whack. It's going to be a little bit crazy. There's going to be a learning curve again.
Again, but that's the fun part. You want to hear something crazy stupid?
Yes, let's hit me with it.
I almost feel like I should have someone else here to say this. But so you know, our new wonderful friends Wopo, or iWopo, J Bob, and Tum Tum Wiggles.
Yes.
So iWopo really loves Mythic Pluses. Definitely among the gentlemen who likes to push hard.
Yes. So
he actually approached Ainsley and I.
Yes.
And we are going to do the Mythic Dungeon International The Great Put.
What?
Yep. So the TGP Dragonflight Season 4.
And wow.
Yeah, so that's coming up soon. So yeah, here in the next couple days, we'll be starting to work that out and work together and see how well we can do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doing it for fun. Don't expect to, not setting expectations high, setting them realistic, and just going into it, just trying to have some fun and push ourselves.
Wow, that'll be interesting. That'll take a little time away from our standard stuff, but not a whole lot, I don't think.
Well, yeah, because we just, the actual proving ground doesn't start until June 19th. But I think within the next couple of days, we actually get to download the server, if you will, and then get ready to, because you go in there, you create a whole new character, and you go around. There's different vendors who basically will sell you everything. So, we'll have to do all that, get that sorted, and we'll have a week to pull around with different gear sets and whatnot. And yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Then the first thing is our minimal goal is to get it's a silly little flag. But if you time 2 15 plus 15 dungeons, you get this little banner.
Oh, I'm sure you guys can do that. You guys are amazing. And you've got a pocket healer, and she's like fantastic. So,
it's awesome to definitely, even be considered for this, by someone and to be invited. And it's a great group of people that'll be doing it with, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Good deal.
So well, I whoop as a team leader, putting it all on him.
You guys are going to be amazing. I cannot wait to see where this goes and where it ends, because I know you guys can do this. This is cake. Absolute cake. I got a question.
Okay.
We're going to have like this new elves.
New elves?
Yeah, they said there was going to be some new elves. They
said it was new dwarves.
Well, there's dwarves too. There's like earth and... that's a new allied, right? The playable ones is what we were looking for, yes.
The earthen.
Yeah, the earthen is the new allied race.
Are you talking about like the flying monkey things?
Flying. Maybe?
Why are they giving us new dwarves? This is stupid. Hey, look, it's a dwarf with crystals in their arms. If only we can make gnomes with metal appendages. Oh, wait, you already did that.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay. So we have dark iron dwarves.
Yeah.
Regular dwarves. What'd you call them?
Dwarf dwarves.
Yeah. And we have earthen.
Crystal dwarves.
The crystal dwarves aren't playable, though.
No, if you looked at them, they're basically dwarves with crystals on them and six packs.
Oh. You mean the earthen are, yes.
Yeah. They all have six packs, and the chicks have beards.
Yeah. Yep. You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
You know how I know they're chicks? Because they got bras on.
Because they wear their balls on their chests. Come on. Their balls are bigger than yours.
Jealous. Oh, wait.
Yeah, yes, you are.
So, earthen cannot be death knights, demon hunters, druids, or evokers.
Well, this will be really interesting.
Demon hunter and evoker is not that surprising.
No. I was interested in their body types, the types of customizations that were available. It was like, ooh, gem, encrusted with gems, weird little beards. I got like beards that are like, okay, the little tufts, like two on each side or one in the middle, or they're long. I mean, I wanted to see how it plays out. Let's put it that way. I don't know.
It's just,
would I make one? I don't think so. They've got...
This might be the proverbial shark.
You think so? You think this one is they jumped the shark on this one?
This is just absurd.
Ingest minerals is one of the things you can do. You're always well fed, but cannot consume food. Activate to consume a Khazalgar gem and change the benefit granted to you by well fed. Amber is stamina, emeralds haste, onyx is mastery, ruby crit strike, and sapphire versatility.
Yeah, see, I think the warbands might be the coolest thing.
Think so?
Yeah. It's a ram with bigger horns.
It's a rock ram. It's a slate ram. So it's basically a rock ram, you know.
Okay. I'm not giving any special. It's a ram with bigger horns.
Okay, so that tells us all we need to know right there, right?
It's like, right. You know, I don't know. I'm not giving a pass to 14 either. It's like, hey, by the way, you can now play this for Endwalker. It was, hey, you can make a guy bunny. And then for Dawnchild, it's like, you can make a girl Hrothgar. Or girl furry, whatever you want to call it. And it's not much better. It's just like, we added a gender, not even a new race, just a gender.
Just a gender, yeah, just a gender. Okay.
And that's I get it. It's like, you know, oh, what if somebody really wanted to do that? But at the same time, it's like, yeah.
I don't see myself making one. Let's put it that way. Unless there is like some weird benefit where if you make one, you get X. That is the only way I am going to make one.
I might make one, have it unalive itself in the middle of a stormwind, and just leave it there forever.
Just leave the body lay there.
Leave its corpse.
How does that mean?
I'll name it Paver.
Paver?
Paver. It's just a part of the stepping stones.
You can name it stepping stone.
Yeah, no, Paver. Because that's like, isn't that one of the kind of stepping stones?
Yeah. Oh, this ought to be good. Now somebody's going to take your idea, and that'll be the end of that.
They don't know what server I'm on.
So we got that. I wonder if they're going
to put a crystal coming out of its rectum.
Oh, what? Covan.
He lights a candle when he's laying there dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, then I could call him Sundial.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
like,
man.
Like hundreds of them have been scattered around Stormwind dead in different places.
Oh, I don't think we can trust you. You're not allowed to make one now. You'll get the GM out there. Hey, we're going to need you to change your name.
What? It's not offensive.
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, here we are back to butts. Came full circle, back to butts again.
Well, it is a full circle. That's why they call it a moon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody send me help.
There's no help.
There's no help for this. Just accept it. That's what we got going. All right. Do we need to cover? What?
Ainsley,
what?
I'm so scared. I wouldn't play the WoW expansion. Like, I did not buy Dragonflight.
Oh, yeah, she bought it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not buy the War Within.
I did not buy my Dragonflight either. I actually won it.
Nice.
Yes, I won it. So there was that. And
Ainsley still hasn't bought War Within for herself.
I have not bought War Within either. Have not done it. Now, and here's the rub. It's like, why don't we just buy it, right? You know you're going to play. I always hold out. It's like, I'm not even sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to play. Am I going to play? Maybe I won't. And it's like, okay, listen up. How many years have you been playing? You've been playing since vanilla. Just suck it up. You know you're not quitting because it's like freaking crack. You can't give it up.
I was completely out. But then I thought I would do something nice for Angela and do some Mythic Pluses.
And then there's that.
Oh, we gotta fight the Nerubians again?
I think there's something different about it this time.
That just bugs me. Get it? Bugs.
Yeah, bugs. Hey, Nerubians.
You gotta give me something to work with.
Well, the Nerubians really didn't. How many places did they show up?
No, it's bugs. They're bugs.
Yeah, I know. I know they're bugs. I know.
They're bugs. They bug me. I actually had a friend. We were in Wrath of the Lich King, and we were doing Ice Crown Citadel, and that part after you killed the two guys, I can't remember their name now, but on the wing where you kill them, and then you open the slime pipes and the gas pipe, you go and you get stuck in that room, and all those bugs come out, and you have to kill all those bugs. She would put her face down and put herself on follow on her husband. And she would
because come back she couldn't watch. Those bugs. Okay, I have to admit, I can't. I have to turn the sound off in Silithus. Yeah. I can't stand the sound. The sound of all the bugs in that zone. I literally ran around the whole time with the sound off. Because I couldn't do it. And that was with Bricko and the whole clan when they were out there. And it was just like, no. No. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not doing it. Yeah. Can't. Too much of that noise. Oh, what's the... Well, it could be like... what's the bug movie that everybody loves?
Arachnophobia?
No.
Eight-Legged Freaks?
Oh, my God. You just keep going, don't you?
Bugs no. Life?
No. Oh, ants? No, I love Bugs Life. No, no. No! The space one.
Oh. Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. Yeah, that's what we're going to go through right there. Oh, okay. Starship Troopers in WoW. Same thing. Oh, God. Why I couldn't remember that tonight.
But the only ones who have guns is the silly hunters.
Oh, well.
That's what they do, right? Butter jam. Butter jam. Bingity bang. Bingity bang. No?
No. No, that's pretty accurate. So we're getting bugs. We're getting dwarves with freaking crystals.
We're getting more dwarves.
More dwarves with gems sticking out of them. I wonder what they're
going to sound like.
Like dwarves. Yeah.
But they're earthen. Maybe they'll sound more like this.
No. Gonna go with no.
Wow. Did you know that the Blizzard website specifically tells Mac that this game is available on Windows? Says available on Windows, Mac.
Oh boy.
Look, if it wasn't for dad jokes, I'd have no jokes at all.
That's true. Alright.
What?
No. No, what? We're good. No.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't think we are. I think we have a lot more to give.
What? What?
You know. I shouldn't even say it.
Come on.
Guess who's number one tank? Paladin tank on Dragonblight right now.
Oh, no. It is not you.
It is totally me.
It is totally you? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God. We are in the presence of royalty here now.
I'm the number one Pally tank. I don't know if I call it royalty so much as the one most recently refreshed.
Oh, that's after last or tonight's runs, right?
I'm not just fresh, I'm refresh.
You're refreshed. Well, that means you must have been a little stale to start with if you're refreshed. I don't know.
You know, so that's what you do with the block cheese, remember?
Refresh?
Yeah, and then you cut off the moldy pieces.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you there. I get that.
You know why I'm the number two tank on the server?
Why?
Because I have the number two druid healer on the server healing me.
That is what? Whoa. Yeah. Ainsley. Ooh, claim to fame. See what happens when you raise up your own pocket healer?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. She is really good at what she does. She makes it look easy, too. It's kind of crazy. There's no way I would ever be that good at healing anybody.
And who the hell keeps healing dungeons when someone gets maybe not hit by a car in the street? What the hell? It's like, Ainsley, I'm sorry. She sounds like so depressed. What's wrong, Ainsley? Somebody got hit by a car.
But it wasn't a car in the end, they found out, right? You
know, maybe, it wasn't like, a car. The dude may have just said that because he didn't want, you know, maybe right. He was having a domestic and the woman drove off and hit him. We don't know. Or
we don't know man, anything. Woman,
whoever. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to save someone.
Yeah.
Hold on. One time I got pulled over and stuff was going down and I was the one driving. So anything in the car I could be held responsible for. And I ain't no snitch. And
yeah, I ain't no snitch.
They're like, you know, this is all going to get pinned on you if somebody doesn't fess up. It's like, I know, motherfuckers. They're like, whose is it? I was like, I don't know. Lied. Yeah. Of course I knew.
It ain't mine. I don't know I don't know where that came from. It's not mine.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well,
that was dumb. I was.
You're just a kid. You're just young. You didn't know no kids better.
Do stupid shit.
Oh my, all the time, over and over again.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's a thing. We do that.
Grow up.
No, we're not growing up. I don't want to grow up. I'm cool.
It's risky. You know what's going to suck?
What?
So Ainsley and I are going to go do this thingy.
When?
Whatever the color was. It's not the MDI.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, that thingy. Yeah. That thingy. Yeah.
The TGP.
Yeah,
the Great Push.
Yep.
So we're going to be able to pick out all the gear we want. So we're going to have, like, super duper everything.
Yes, and then you're going to have to come back and not have it. We're going
to come back to our boring tunes and don't have it. We're like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Why am I dying this stupid shit?
That is awesome. That's going to take such getting used to.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Never thought about that until just now.
Yeah, I'm nervous as hell. But, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, of course, you know, I'm not going to. I don't know. I'll talk to the team and see if they want to stream it and whatnot. Okay with it. Yeah. We'll make sure noted in the tweet, but yeah,
that'd be I think it would be freaking amazing.
Well, yeah, it's a team decision. We will decide as a team.
We will decide.
Yeah, because I mean, at the same time, it's also going to be, you know, you get five people trying out something new. Okay, let's see if we can tweak this, tweak that, and you know. There'll be frustration, I'm sure. And
of course there will be. But it's also, I think it's good learning for other people. You know, this is what we're going through. This is what we're working on. This is how we're making it work. Yeah.
The big thing will be, you know, just like, look, I, you know, remember that you don't know everything and any suggestion is worth trying, especially, you know, you're trying to kind of put this out. Yeah, just, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's see how it does. And, you know, not do it as a, well, this is their idea, so I'm just going to piss off, not try hard, you know.
No.
Put in the 100%. You know, I think that
would, yeah, I think I would give more just because these people had enough faith in me to invite me to this. So let's do it that way. You know what I mean? It's like, let's put some serious effort into it.
I think you owe someone an apology.
What?
A couple podcasts ago.
Who did I?
You heard Tom Tom Shields.
What did I say?
I don't know. You said something mean about him.
I'm not mean intentionally. It could have been an Ainsley moment.
No, it was fantastic. We'll have to go back and listen to it.
We'll flip it.
We'll have Tom Tom add it to his soundboard.
Oh no!
You were there when I was telling about the soundboard, right?
Yes. How he has one named Ainsley.
Yeah, and it's a fart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's perfect. I love it.
You are lucky that Ainsley is such a genuinely lovely human being. I'm just going to put that out there for you.
She loves it. That noise you guys are hearing is me playing with an old elk cork.
An old elk cork? Yeah. Rolling it over the desk, are you?
No, I'm spinning it like a top, and when it falls over, it makes a noise.
Oh. Well, there you go. Okay, so we'll find that. Okay, a couple of episodes ago, huh? Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah,
well, I hope it was funny. I did. I, you know, I'm never it one. Actually, I didn't want to offend him. I love Tum Tum Wiggle.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so funny. Like, we're sitting there, we're doing Mythic Pluses, and he's just out there fishing tonight. He's like,
oh my God, that was so good.
It helps bring the stress level down when one of the people in Discord is fishing.
Yeah. I thought it was fast.
What game are you fishing? And he's like, I'm not in a game, I'm at a lake. Like,
yeah, I'm actually fishing, you fools.
He's there, his wife's reading a book.
Yeah, I can hear her in the background every now and then. Yeah. She sounds so cute. It's like, you guys are like all the brothers of the beard, though, man. After seeing him tonight, it's like, you guys are all, yeah.
Me, Tum Tum, and J-Bomb.
Yep.
He bought a shirt that says Fear the Beard. Fear the Beard?
Just like yours?
Well, no, his is different. And okay. I need to get one like his because I don't want to wear the one that I got on stream.
Oh, okay.
On stream.
Oh, okay.
Let's just say it rhymes with Picky Pouse, and I don't want
to. Oh,
copyright track. Mother
so we'll get one that doesn't reference the magical kingdom.
The Picky Pouse. The Crapical Kingdom.
Yes. Okay. So we need a different shirt. Okay. Yeah. You guys are definitely the brothers of the beard without a doubt.
And then it's Wopo and I both served in the Marine Corps. So that's also fun.
Yep. Yeah, you guys are just fun to hang around with.
Oh, they're a great group. I'm so glad to have met them.
Yeah. They have definitely. Up the game. Let's just say the enjoyment is definitely there.
It's nice. Sylvie comes and hangs out with us all the time too.
Yeah, I haven't seen Sylvie lately. He's been working his butt off too.
Oh, he comes into the stream chat. And he seems to always be there for the stream. But yeah, he's usually pretty busy and doesn't get to play with us much. But he's still around, and we get a chat through the stream and stuff.
Yep. And I should have been, you know, streaming tonight as well after you, but we had a job to do since I was sick last week, so
yeah,
gonna get that out of the way.
If somebody would stop dying, we could stay on schedule.
Jeez, it's just almost like it's in game. Stop dying.
Stop, Lystra, don't stand in front of the Lystra. Stand at max range and outdistance this AoE effect.
And some of that stuff was so instantaneous. I was like, oh, what that? Whoa. Okay. Too late. So
that's what he meant by outdistance, the AoE effect.
Well, and we had things that were moving around us and things showing up on the ground. And yeah, it was a little crazy tonight.
Your GPS was
getting not good.
No, most of it, you were up near 200. I was watching.
Well, I don't know, man. If I'm not like nut to nut with somebody else, I was close, I guess, to you, but the other night, I forget what we were doing. I had something else going, and I was like blowing the meter up, but it was like, yeah, that's what I like to see. But yeah, then if you're pulling too much of that, then you're a target. So
yeah,
you got to weigh that out.
It's all about the patient, because sometimes I'll go in and I'll have massive snap threat because of Divine Toll and, you know, also just, you know, regular Avenger Shield. Those things will actually be up, but sometimes I go in and I'm just face pulling.
Oh yeah.
And it face pull with a consecrate, and you if you don't hear the bing, that's a cue to stop. He's face pulling right now, folks. This is gonna hurt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The shield. Yeah. Toss that thing out there, watch it come around. Oh, that's fun stuff. That's fun. Tanking is fun on a paladin. It really is. And it's thought inducing it too. So take it for what you will.
And it's nice having, you know, J-Bob around and seeing the utility for that. Because I didn't really start playing Paladin until BFA.
I didn't, you know, the utility wasn't always within my, you know, wheelhouse. I had more utility on the Warrior because that's what I always played. So it's nice, you know, seeing someone else do it and trying to imitate them and be useful in those extra ways.
Yeah, it's always nice to have somebody who's like, okay, what am I doing wrong here, too? That's the other thing.
We actually ran one with Issa today until her internet went out.
Aww.
Yeah, her internet went kaput. Halfway through. It was so sad.
Yeah, I've had some sketchy stuff going on here, too. I don't know what the hell's up with that, but...
Tom ran a few with us. But he was tired today.
Yeah.
Every party has a group, that's why we invite
Tommy and Tom. I haven't seen Tommy, you know.
Yeah, you see, yeah, you were sick, but Tom was around most nights. And if I ever, you know, whisper him and say, hey, you want to? He's usually game. So, yeah. I think right now he's trying to get more comfortable with his Shadow Priest. And, melee is beyond unforgiving, but then going from melee to ranged, you have to learn, okay, it's a whole different of what do I have to move on. On melee, you have to move on, you know, certain spells and stand still on others. Well, and now he's, oh, these affixes or these abilities by the different bosses. I didn't have to deal with that before because it was just hitting behind. So, you know, it's like volcanic. If you go from ranged to melee, you're like, fuck it. I love volcanic because I don't have to deal with it. Exact opposite when you go from melee to ranged. Simple example.
He's going to do great, no matter what he does.
Oh, yeah, he's getting this. Right? But yeah, he was just super duper tired tonight.
Yeah, they all work their butts off, so you got to give him. What's that?
You have to keep your butt so you have something to sit on to play video games all night. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
For me.
All right, what else we want to hit here before we call it an evening?
Well,
let's see. We hit Final Fantasy. We know that I've got a lot of work to do and we have to sit my butt in a chair for some solid time.
And we have to do research before Monday over, oh, yes. You know. So it would behoove us to watch the live letter and stuff like that to see all the hype so we can better prepared, and we might even discuss what we think of the two new classes and stuff, or new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll be our next stream.
That's yeah, we better do that fast. Yeah, we got homework. Oof, who'd have thought?
That's it.
And as usual, I have my little notebook here with all the little things written down. Go get there. So much stuff. Yeah, and we'll be bopping out another podcast in a week instead of two. Because I'm not going to delay this. I owe people that.
If we do another one the next week, then we could have one in the bag.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. You think we can do that?
Yep.
Sure we can.
Sure we can.
Then sure we can talk out.
Yeah. So have you bought Fallout 4 yet or Fallout 76? Or
I have anything? Fallout 76. It was a freebie.
Okay. So maybe... after the next recording, we play some 76.
I think that's a great idea.
And then you could also watch the Fallout, the Amazon Prime.
Oh, yes. I need to do that too.
Yeah. And that'd be fun. So you could Fallout 7. The nice thing about Fallout 76 is actually it's actually in time with, you know, the first clearing of the bombs going off. So you're actually coming out right after. Like a lot of the other ones, find out a lot more about the really, really super duper dark side of the of Vault-Tec. Fallout 76 scan.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to do all of that.
All the things. So if we record Monday, maybe that could be our Tuesday Vault Day. Fallout 76.
Ooh, there we go. That's a vault. It works.
The vaults. Vaults.
Awesome sauce. Love it.
And then I've been coming home at lunch and playing Power Washers later.
Oh my God. Needing a little relaxation, are you?
Oh my God. It's so wonderful.
Just need a little downtime on your lunch hour.
Well, so like the last one I did, you know, I took a few lunch breaks to do it. but it was under bonus jobs, and it was the paintball arena. So I just got to go and clean a paintball arena.
That sounds actually kind of fun.
Yeah. Next one I'll do, I have to choose between the gnome fountain.
A gnome fountain.
A mini golf course. Well, the gnome fountain, it actually looks like the fountain in Central Park in New York.
Oh, fun. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. The one with the weeping angels on top.
Yep. Yep. My son had his picture taken there when they went there for high school. They did a band trip. Oh, my.
Do you ever watch Doctor Who?
I have watched some of it. I have not watched any recent stuff. I do remember the Weeping Angels, yes.
So the Matt Smith episode, when they actually get stuck in New York, and basically all the statues are now Weeping Angels.
Oh, my God.
And the babies from the statue in that park is, yeah. So my son and I went there, and we took a picture in front of the fountain.
I can't see. There's really no reason I'd want to go to New York, but you know, Central Park would be probably a draw. You know, Broadway.
I went for one reason.
And what was that?
Call it a pilgrimage.
Oh, okay.
The 9/11.
Oh, you went to the 9/11 site. Okay, that's definitely a very good reason to go to.
So that's the whole reason I went there, and I did the Ground Zero. This was after the memorial was completed. Everything. I did really good. I did so good until we were riding the elevator up, because you actually go all the way down. I was riding the elevator up, and I broke down.
Yeah.
Sobbing mess.
Oh yeah, it's. I do not blame you at all. It was, yeah. Those of us who were, you know, around that way. My son was very young at that point. He was only a few months old when that happened. So, and I had.
My son was born 2 months to the day after.
Wow. Yeah, my son was born in May when that, you know, happened in September. So. And I got laid off that year too because the stock market was a freaking shit show. It was a bad year. You know, my kid was a great thing that happened that year. Let's put it that way.
That was the highlight of
that was the highlight of the year right there. When I had to call my husband and wake him up because he'd been working the night shift. And he needed to know what happened before he went into work because security was on high alert when he got in. I mean, they instantly had security with automatic weapons, and they never had had that problem before. So it was crazy. So anyway, on another sober note, there we go again. So how do we do that? How do we do that?
I was just giving you a good reason to go to New York City.
You did give me, you gave me several. You reminded me of several. I knew they were there, had basically forgotten, and those are amazingly good reasons to go to New York City. Would it keep me there for more than 2 days? No.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, you got to think, okay, Statue of Liberty, Staten Island.
If you plan on doing the Statue of Liberty,
you got to plan ahead.
Book it now, and you'll probably get in next year. I mean, like, it's that long to get in.
Yeah. I just want to go down and, you know, you can go down and see the records of, you know, the immigrants and whatnot.
Yeah. My family did that.
Yep, that's one of the things I would want to do. You know, my family didn't come from here, okay? I'm not from around here.
Have you seen the movie Hitch?
It sounds familiar, a while ago.
Will Smith, he was the date coach for people. And
oh, God, yes, yes.
So he sets up this date with that one girl and he takes her there to Ellis Island, and he has the book open to the page where her great grandfather or something came over, and she sees it, and she's like, at first she's all like touched and everything, but then she's like starts doing this horrible sobbing cry. It turns out her dad was like the butcher or whatever, her relative was a butcher or whatever, and he's like, I thought that was a job. I didn't realize it meant that he was a murderer.
That part I do not remember. I do remember vaguely the movie. It's probably been a million years since I've seen it, though.
That movie was funny as hell. It was so good.
Absolutely. Well, let's wrap this up with the Minnesota goodbye, okay, yeah?
This is the Minnesota goodbye. This is why we try. This is why we cry. Is that a good rap?
Yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. It rhymed.
It rhymed, yeah. For off the cuff, that was not bad.
Not bad.
Eminem, you're not.
I am not no rap battler.
Yeah, you're no rap battler. Rattler,
sitting in my tattler with my spatula.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah, no, thank you. The Scandinavian rapper. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you bitch. Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Well, next we'll get the Swedish chef down there and do a Swedish chef rap. Don't just save that one for later.
We'd like to thank you all for coming and hanging out with us, goofy bastards. You know my dad. I'm not a bastard.
Oh, we know your dad. Don't worry about that. Poor guy.
I just had to pay. Yeah, remember that time when we were sitting here? I don't know if you were here. Maybe you were. But like, I was streaming, and my dad came in and like he told a story about how he had just been hacked and $6,000 was spent from his eBay. And like he's sitting there, like we're all like, apparently it was coming through on my mic because I think it was Tum Tum and some, like, I can't remember who all was there. But yeah, we're like, whoa, that was just fucked up. It's a public service announcement. If you're getting spammed by emails, make sure you're. Oh my God.
It was bad. Yeah, he got. Here we go with the Midwestern goodbye.
Yeah, right.
Somebody, his account was hacked on eBay, and he had his debit card linked.
Oh, son of a.
Yeah. So when the $6,000, three different laptops. It's a lot harder to get your cash and your checking account back.
So, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying get a credit card, you know, if you don't want one, but.
Don't sure tie your debit card to that shit.
Sure is a hell of a lot safer to have a credit card attached to eBay than your actual hard-earned cash.
Oof.
You know, if it takes a while to get your credit limit, you know, back down $6,000, not that big of a deal.
I'm surprised his credit card company didn't hit him after the second one came through.
Well, that it wasn't a credit card. It was a debit card.
Oh, yeah. They're not watching that stuff.
That's like everything I have is tied to one credit card. And yeah, mm-hmm. Every purchase goes through and I get a notification.
Yep.
But yeah, the way they did it is like he was getting just 1,500 messages. And he just happened to catch that one of the messages said $2,000 purchase. And there's a way on eBay where you can hide purchases. So they made the purchases and hid them. And eBay's way of, you know, rationalizing that is so if you share an account with your wife, if you want to buy her a gift, this way you can buy her a gift and she'll never see it. So it's like, you know, I understand that, but fuck no. How are you letting...
eBay is the Minnesota goodbye here. I will just go with it. My husband used to do a whole lot of sports card trading. Yeah. And he would sell through eBay. He did signature cards, a lot of signature cards. So much that his login or whatever they have on eBay was Sigman. And Sigman was his. And once he slowed down on his selling, they didn't let him know this, but when his account was dormant for so long, somebody else came in and took his account and his name and all of the, you get all these positive reviews, right?
Yeah.
And he couldn't get it back.
Wow.
So that's a bunch of bullshit, too.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, because he had... an enormous amount of time and energy spent on that with all the baseball cards and things that he had sold. So it's like, yeah, we don't do a lot of eBay anymore just because we got a bad taste in our mouth too. So
see that bullshit Adobe just tried to pull?
Oh yeah, that's another bunch of bullshit. I don't use Adobe anything.
We're not going into that one tonight, but if you do any Photoshop,
yeah. Read your TOS.
Uninstall. Fuck.
Uninstall, that. Delete, tell them to go fuck themselves. They're a bunch of bullshit artists. No, thank you. That is your intellectual property, not theirs. They do not get that. That is bullshit. And let's stop right there because I could just go on.
Jeez, look at what Craig made us do, that fucking rat bastard.
Another hour? Look at that. Another
hour? Jesus, Craig. Why did you do this to us?
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Woo. Where are we going?
We're getting out of here. We're bugging out.
No, that's not until August.
That's not till August. That's true. You're coming in August. Can't wait. By the way, I ordered just in case we do get to record while we're all together.
Yeah.
I got myself a little portable mic for my phone and everything. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. So we'll be like all professional and shit.
You know, we'll have to see if J-Bob can actually, because, you know, his work schedule and stuff.
Oh, I know. Have
to drive down to his workplace and just stare at him through the fence.
Yeah. Hi,
J-Bob.
J-Bob, come on out. Come play with us.
J-Bob, come play.
God, wouldn't that be hilarious if we found out where he went and just stood outside the fence with his big banner? J-Bob! We love J-Bob! Somebody walks out and goes, there's a bunch of weirdos out here with a sign. He's like, oh my God. No, don't
Treat
know him.
That wood. Treat that wood. Treat that wood.
Oh my God. Okay, that's good. Love it. And with that insert, canned ending here.
No, not there. That's uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Over there. That's better.
Okay.
We want to thank you for taking the time and listening to our show this week. I hope you had as much fun listening as we did recording it. Please feel free to reach out to us on X. I refuse X, so I'm going to go Twitter or Twitch. If you see us streaming, come in and say hi, join the conversation.
If you have any suggestions for new games to play or modes to play in games we already play, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, you can find us on Twitter at 3RD Faction Show, Third Faction Show, or at Miss Lystra, or at Bricko Stud, or at RP Gamer for Life. These shall also be in the description below.
For other links on where to find us, visit the website at www.thethirdfaction.com, where you'll find the link to the Discord. Come and join us. You can email the show at thethirdfactionshow@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. If you like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thethirdfactionshow, all spelled out, and we will always be free, but your support does help us cover the costs and will enable us to bring you more. You can also leave us a review on your chosen podcast platform at www.bonusroll.gg/directory. If you don't want to leave a review, the very best thing you can do is tell your friends about us. We stand with the employees of Activision Blizzard King and their demands, and abusive gaming, all gaming.
Remember, be kind to yourselves and each other. Love y'all.
Until next time, stay healthy, happy, and if necessary, tipsy. Get a little scotch in ya.